Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. What did he just command us? Love one another. Is this important? This is not a secondary thing. This is number one. We must keep this in our eyes and our ears and our mind. If we're serious about being a Christian, we got to keep this in front of us all the time. Love. It's not this mushy, gushy feeling thing that people talk about. People use the word love so loosely. They love their car. They love pie. They love root beer. They love this. They love that. And like we've said before, stop that. Quit using that word, abusing that word. Like that. No, you love God. And you love people. You enjoy. I enjoy my motorcycle. I don't love it. People try to fellowship with machines. Yeah, they pat the dash of their car. Oh, this is my baby. It will never love you back. It's a machine. I love this. No. You love God and you love people. And the other stuff is just stuff. Just stuff. And it's all rusting and rotting. And you take none of it with you. In John 15:12, this is my commandment, you love one another as I've loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man do what? Lay down his life for his friends. We're talking about what is the God kind of love? How do you do it? And this is one of the biggies. How do you do it? Love lays down its life for those it loves. Now, when you hear this, you can just feel people almost freeze up. Like, I don't know if I love them that much. I guess only Jesus really loves. Like, no, he has commanded you and me to love like he has loved. I just don't know. I mean, how many people actually do that? Now look, keep this in mind and go to 1 John 3 and 16. Now if you want to do some extra reading on this while we're in this series, 1 John is one of the best places you could read. It is the love book. Just 5 short chapters. If you just read this over, I don't care if you've read it 200 times, just keep reading it and hearing it. I have it on tape. I like to just play the CD and listen to it sometimes when I'm laying in the bed at night. Just, I don't know how many times I've heard this, but the spirit of love is in this book. And it'll come into you beyond what you understand. 1 John 3 and 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loves not his brother abides in death. What is the preeminent evidence that a person really has been born again? Love. How do we know we passed from death to life? We love. I remember when I got born again and the effect it had on me. I was just a boy. My dad got up one morning in a Baptist church and went down to the front, to the altar. Well, I thought my dad was it. I mean, whatever he did, I was going to do. He taught me how to shoot a gun. He taught me how to fight. Taught me how to, you know, clutch a car and get rubber in second gear. How to change a spark. I mean, he, you know, anybody know what I'm talking about? He was my, whatever daddy did. Well, daddy thought he needed to get up and go down to the front and accept Jesus. So I got up and followed him. He knelt in the altar, I knelt in the altar. And got born again that day. Well, I was in junior high. And I remember the next day in algebra class, of all things, sitting there in Edinburgh, Mississippi, looking around at people I didn't like before, thinking, well, you know, they're not that bad. I just look around the class, people that had done stuff to me that wasn't nice, and I'm thinking, ah, that's all right. And realize, you're different. Something has changed in you. I'm just a boy, but something, what had changed in me? There's something in me that hadn't been there before. Ready to forgive. Ready to believe in somebody. Not just thinking about yourself. Remember a fellow talking about that. He used to go to church for years and people would get up and testify and it'd just make him mad. He'd say, oh, old man, so and so, you were standing up there testifying. You know you're the biggest hypocrite in town. I know what you were doing too. And oh, look at old lady so and so standing up. Oh, dear God, I can't stand to hear her talk. And just, oh, he was so mad. Got up and got saved a few weeks later. And said he was looking there and was just so amazed at how old man so and so had changed. And how old lady so-and-so was so different. He thought, well, I bless her. I just love her. And how everybody around him had changed. No. He had changed. He had passed from death to life. How'd you know it? He loves the brethren. There's love in him. There's love in him. And if you're full of hate, what'd he say? You're not alive. How can you have passed from death to life? He that hates his brother is abiding in death. He's staying in death. Keep reading. Verse 15, whoever hates his brother is a murderer. You know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Said out loud, he laid down his life for me. He's commanded me to lay my life down for my brothers. Has he? Are we doing it? That's a little weak. Well, that's why we're teaching on it. That's why we're teaching on it. Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, said one meeting that he had that he was teaching on love. And he said, you know, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. And he said, and that means mother-in-law too. And just went right on teaching. Well, he was staying with some pastors. And after they got home, the woman of the house, the pastor's wife, came to him and said, Brother Hagin, you've confused me. And he said, well, I doubt it. You're probably confused before I got here. And the light of the word had just shown it up. She said, well, you said when you was preaching that if you hate your mother-in-law, that you're a murderer and don't have eternal life abiding in you. He said, well, that's right. And she said, well, I know I'm saved. I'm pastor's wife. I speak in tongues. He said, well, what's your problem? She said, I hate my mother-in-law. He said, well, then you're a murderer then and don't have eternal life abiding in you. She said, huh? What? No, I'm a Christian. I got saved when I was X amount of years old. I've been helping my husband in the ministry. We graduated from seminary and I'm a pastor's wife. He said, well, I don't care who you are. If you hate your brother, you're a murderer and don't have eternal life abiding in you. He said he knew he was about on the ropes, you know. He said, no, look at me. She said, well, what am I going to do? He said, look at me, look at me. He said, now, look me in the eye and say, I hate my mother-in-law. She looked him in the eye and said, I hate my mother-in-law. Without hesitation. And he said, well, he said, okay. I want you to say it again, but this time I want you to check down in here. Check down inside you why you're saying it. Do you hate your mother-in-law? She said, I hate my mother-in-law. He said, all right, and what about down inside? What about down inside you? She said, well, there's something scratching me down there. So what do you mean? When you said, I hate my mother-in-law, what happened? She said, well, something down inside me is scratching. That's all she knew how to say. What did the Bible say in Romans 5? The love of God has been shed abroad. Where? Not in your head. Not in your feelings. Not in your flesh. Where? In your heart. Now, that's not talking about your physical blood pump. That's talking about the center, the core of your being, your spirit, your inner man. And that's what's so confusing to people, because they think, well, no, I hate them. Why? Because they're going by their feelings. They're going by their emotions. They're going by their reasoning, by their intellect, by their soul. And keeping the command is not based on a feeling. Right. It's an order. Right. How many know a good soldier can obey an order when he or she does not feel like it? Right. Doesn't want to do it. It's not convenient. It's not easy. I mean, they got feelings of doing anything else except it. But can they endure hardness and gird up their loins and obey the order? Can they do it? It's Memorial Day. We're talking about people that have charged up hills in mud and ice and cold and in pain and wounded. And their commander said, take the hill. And they did. They did. Did they feel like doing it? You know they didn't feel like doing it. They felt like going home to their family. But they obeyed the order. Well, if a man or woman can obey a natural order of a natural commander, how much more should we obey our commander in chief, the head of the church, the Lord Jesus, when he told us to do something that's just right to do anyway? Love. Can you love people that you feel like you hate? Yes, because it's not based on feelings. Right. Yes, you can.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Lays Down Its Life, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106F. That's R1106F. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.